Thank you for holding.
Yeah, hello.
Yes.
Yes.
This is Christopher here, yep.
Yeah, Christopher. Nobody wants to take my call. I'm glad that you picked up the phone because I need to hear you give me something that's honest and truthful, that's all. And don't tell me you can't do a cashier's check.
I'm saying to you, we can transfer. We can transfer the money through wire transfer, right? So for the wire transfer, we need a banking details.
But you've been sending me my money for the last 5 weeks, and every time I talk to you, you said that in 3 to 5 days it would be in my account.
It never
came through. It never got to the account.
We did
so
that.
What do you expect me to do? What do you expect me to do? You think I'm a complete idiot or something? I'm a lot older than you. I've accomplished more in my little pinky than you've ever accomplished in your whole life. So you're talking to somebody who's... Should I go ahead and have my bank give you a special number or account information that you can transfer the money directly to the bank? Because I can't give you any new account information.
Do you understand that? I do understand that, right? Last time we did transfer your refund, right? But what happened, bank... due to some banking issue, right? It wasn't transferred, right? So that's the reason.
Yeah, they never transferred it. It never got transferred. It never has been transferred. All the times you said it was being transferred and that it would be anywhere from today to the next 3 to 5 days before it would appear in the account, never happened. There was never a receipt sent to the email.
It's a problem with our merchant account. That's why it was.
I know. I heard from a CEO. I spoke to one of the guys. I don't know what his name was, but he said he was the CEO of the company, and he was in the office late one day, and he said, you know, we'll be out of the office till the new year, so don't try to call us next week because we're not in. Everybody's on vacation. I said, that's okay. I'll wait. In the meanwhile, the last thing I heard from Christopher is that it should be transferred into my account by the end of the week, and it never happened. And that there was also going to be a receipt that the bank was going to issue and send to my email, and that never happened. So it doesn't look good for you guys. I don't want to turn this into a big deal, a capital offense, but, you know, phone fraud and all these things with the... that make it so it doesn't look good. You guys don't look good, but your bank has a hold on all your money for over a month and can't seem to do it. That doesn't look good either. According to my manager of my bank, they pretty much have declared that you've defrauded me, and I have to turn all this over, all the information over to the fraud department of the U.S. Bank, and let those guys handle you. And they'll get whatever they can, if they can. If you guys have no money because you have frozen assets and you're basically going bankrupt, we'll see what happens. But, you know, you haven't been up and up on the front with me about your problems with your banking. And only after a while, after weeks and weeks, over a month, of asking you to send the money, you explain this story of why you haven't been able to, somehow the bank hasn't sent the money. And it makes it sound like the bank's the one causing the trouble, that something is going on between you and other customers and the bank. And the bank's got a hold on you. And why that exists, the CEO said it was a third-party deal, something happened, and he apologized. And he wanted to make all kinds of different restitution. You can find a different, a person that could take the job on your team. He says, well, we've got more than that, Daniel Foster. We could have assigned you a different person. I said, it'd be great. I got work to do on my account, but I mean, for my website, and I like to get the work done. But at this point, I don't want to work with somebody. You know, I can't work with people that are constantly misinforming me, because that means that you don't know what you're talking about to give me the wrong information, week after week for 5 weeks or more. And so it doesn't make it look good. Like, I want to really even work with you guys, even if you found a different project manager for me to work with, you know, so that you can actually give me the work that I paid for. So I don't know what to say. I'd like to see myself get the refund. That's what I want. And you got to find a way to be able to get a cashier's check issued from the bank for my amount that's due me. Then if I get that back, then I would change my attitude about you. I'm your biggest defenders. I've defended your company back and forth to everybody I talked to at the bank. Oh, no, they seem like great guys. Oh, well, they got this great system. They can take control of my computer and da-da-da-da-da and fix my URL at the same time and let me see what they're doing from a screen-sharing process like HP, you know, Hewlett Packard does when they fix your computer. You know, so they just advise me, well, maybe that's not a good idea. Maybe these people don't really want to do anything but rob you. Because so far it looks like that's what you've done. And to make a claim that you need an account number, account information in order to send the money, after all this time, it's like ridiculous. You know, I'm not an idiot. And I'm going to follow the guidance of my banking managers. They're the people that I trust with my money. And right now, I don't really trust you guys, except for you to tell me that you'll get me that cashier's check within the next week. That would be great. If it gets here and that proves that you're right, you could even send a receipt or a copy from the bank of the cashier's check that shows that the cashier's check was issued to my name and that it was mailed to me by you guys. I guess you're the ones to mail it. I don't think the bank wants to mail the cashier's check for you. I mean, you're not that helpless, right? You can put the cashier's check, once you get it issued, into an envelope and put my mailing address on it, which you have all that information, because I filled out all your forms, of which nobody ever had discussion with me about that form that I filled out after I finally got the password after a week of no password. Then I got it at the 11th hour on a Thursday or Friday and was able to get in to retrieve the form. And I filled it all out with all the listing of things I needed you to do for us, for my business, for my website, to fix some small little things like a, you know, renewal page is not working properly. So when people try to renew their subscription with me, they can't, and then their account is deleted because they didn't renew. You know, that's not a good thing, and I want to fix that. But like the CEO said, well, we can get somebody else. That other guy, he was, you know, fell down on the job, or whatever the reasons were. And if you really want it done, we could do all that. But I can't do anything. I can't make a commitment to you to let you guys help me until you just take care of this refund. After the refund, I'll say, well, they gave me my refund. Maybe I will go back and give you some more money and get you to do these jobs for me and fewer jobs down the road. Nobody wants to help me spend $400,000 when I have that for publishing my book and marketing it globally with 40,000 online bookstores that are going to be taking care of me. You know, that's a lot of money for me to have that I could be putting into the marketing process with you guys. If you guys are all that great, you could have. I could give you a job doing the marketing for me, driving more traffic to my website and letting me see in 90 days that I have more traffic and that there's more people signed up. If I had the traffic and the right kind of, you know, simulation to build up the, you know, the different search engines, you know, through marketing on them, which I don't know how to do that. That's something you guys seem to know how to do.
Okay, Lowry.
You could be helping me, but you can't help me until you pay me back.
Okay.
I already promised to return that money 5-6 weeks ago. I'm trying to be honest. And what do you want to offer me now? Can you do this cashier's check? Because that's the only thing that my bank manager said is the only way you can deal with it now. Because we're certainly not going to give you any further information.
Okay,
and
we
you
need
didn't
to
transfer.
We need to check.
Go ahead. You have the floor. Go ahead and tell me what you're going to tell me.
I'm saying we need to check from the finance department. They can able to provide you the check or not. If so, whatever they will say to me, I will get back to you.
Okay. You check with them. See that they can do this little extra request on my end to demonstrate to me that I got my money back and that all your worries about it didn't going through was something extraordinary, a third party that caused a hold on your entire bank account and all your transactions. I could understand that. But I got to see some action. I got to see the reality that I get this money back. Then I can change my opinion about you guys. Right now I'm listening to my bank, and they're the ones pointing out to me that, in fact, some of the personnel that are in the fraud department have been explaining to me with these kinds of displays of, let's just say, incompetence is not just mistakes that people are making, but it's intentional, and that it's a part of a scheme to get people to sign up, pay you money, and then you never give them the services. And that's what they told me about you guys. And if that's not true, then I don't want to be the one pointing the finger at you. I'm just telling you what they told me and why I can't, you know, just give you a new bank account to send money into, you know, because you can also take money out with that information, especially if your guys are crooks. So if you're not crooks and you're really honest and you got really Orbit Design Agency is really a good agency with 300 personnel around the country, maybe even over in Europe as well, I don't know, I might want to work with you. I always wanted to work with you. Chase was the one that made me and told me all about your company and all the different features that I could take advantage of, including marketing.
Okay.
And I was upfront about it with him from the beginning. I said, I just want to get these repairs done first. Let me get the repairs done, see how well things are. Then I can build trust with you. You know, and like the quality of the work done, then I want to have more work done. That's how I roll. You know, when I try to find strangers over the internet, you know, I try to take my time. I don't try to rush into things, and just kind of, he created the red flag and said, quick, you have to do it now. The computer's going to log out on this special deal at Halloween in 10 minutes. You wouldn't even give me enough time to go put more money in a business account that I would have preferred to take the money from. Instead, I took it out of a savings account.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's a little scary. You guys have my savings account information, and 5 or 6 weeks goes by, and I never got a refund yet. Even though week to week to week, you know what we've talked about, 3 to 5 days, it should be there, you know. That's the same broken record I've been hearing. So now, check with your supervisors, the CEO, whoever's in charge that wants to get me off your back by showing me some honesty and efficiency. Let's get this done. So I'm going to give you that shot.
Okay, I will get back.
I want you to be successful with me. I don't want this to be a failure. I certainly don't want to throw $500 out the window and look the other way when the bank's saying, well, we have our own team and they're experts with fraud, and they'll go after you guys, and they won't stop until they get what's due or find out more problems that you guys have and make more problems for you. I don't want that. I told you that all along. I didn't call you guys. I didn't want to, you know, I didn't pay you guys to create a problem with you guys. You just assigned some kid that was incompetent to my account. And when he had the form the following Monday on the second week, right then in the morning, it was there in his emails because his assistant ripped it up and said, oh, I found your form and Daniel's email, and it looks great. We see all the things you want done. We could do all this. And I talked to that guy. It was really one of the best conversations I had was with the assistant to Daniel. He gave me a little optimism. And then Daniel disappeared after that. The whole week went by. It was on Thursday after I talked to you in the morning. Later that morning, Daniel, I got a hold of him. I don't even think he called me. I think I had to call and say, is Daniel in? Because you had told me, you were going to talk to him and, he could be fired or any other, suspended or something. And I didn't want him to, have to do that. But when I listened to him talk, he was like whining and crying. I couldn't even believe I was having a conversation with one of your project, supervisors or project, leaders, whatever the term you guys use. Because he was like begging me. And that was really poor. I just want somebody who's a mature adult that knows how to do the job and get the job done already. It literally could have been done in 2 days or 24 hours, maybe spread out over 2 days. And it never happened. And you promised me a refund that very morning, at 7 in the morning when you were warming the car up. You remember. It's not that you don't. And all the things that have happened that have blocked your ability to get me my money, well, that's still your problem, really. It's only my problem by default. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm linked to you guys for my money and for the services that have never been rendered. And you were willing to refund me right then and there after 2 weeks. You didn't like the idea. You said he was probably going to end up having to pay the money out of his check. He take it out of what, you guys owed him to pay me back, which sounded a little weird, but that's what you did tell me. And then later it turned out, well, we fired him. Then later it changed to, we just suspended him. So, what do you
think?
You can't understand my point of view, can't you? It doesn't look good.
I'm understanding
you. So, yes, if you need some time... Well, how long do you think it'll take before you're going
to
call me?
I need to do our request today, and hopefully in this week I will get back to you. Like, we can share that cash check or not, okay? I will get back to you today.
Okay, so you're going to need to see, today is, what is it today?
Not
Wednesday
today,
or Tuesday? What is today? Hold on a second. I can't see. Calendar. Today is Tuesday, yes. So you need at least the rest of today and tomorrow, and then somebody's got to go to the bank and get that cashier's check issued and take it in hand and bring it back, put it in an envelope, address it to my home address.
Okay, so on Friday I will definitely get back to you.
So that will take a day or two of running around and getting it all done, provided that somebody at the high end of the business, like the CEO, says, yeah, let's get this guy taken care of and give him a cashier's check. Because if he's got a business account, or even if I have a savings account, I ain't giving you any of that information because I've given it to you. You had it on since I paid Chase. And so it's hard for me to say, yeah, here's some new business account, or here's my new savings account. I replaced the one that I closed, which was done at the advice of the bank to protect my funds from crooks, is what they're saying. And that's what I've been hearing in one ear. That's what I hear, and I hear from you into my other ear, that you guys are struggling to get this right. And it's just been a lot of, mishaps, what we'll call it, misinformation, Webcam doesn't know what the right hand's doing, that kind of thing, that makes it so nothing has gotten done. And I even
Lawrence, I'll get back to you on Friday.
If that's what you're saying, I'll give you, I know you feel empathy with me too. If you're honest, Chris, I've always thought you sounded honest and sincere. And it's just ridiculous, this chain of mishaps. You know, it's gotten to the point of, you know, even my bank looked at me and said, do you really believe that they're going to give you the money? And they took a bet that you ain't, you know, and told me to brace myself. So I want to prove them wrong. And if I can bring in a check and show the manager, look, they gave me this check for the refund. It's the full amount.
Okay,
and they apologized, and I want to make a deposit in my account. If it's a good check, you guys tell me, is it a good check? They'll go, yeah, it's a cashier's check drawn on a bank up in Northern California, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I will say, oh, okay, well, let's put it in my account and let it clear, and, you know, and then I can take a new look at you guys. Because I have not yet found anybody else that does screen share. That's a web designer. They don't have that. They don't provide that. But you guys do. And I might want to come back to you. I just got to get this thing straightened out. I would have turned around right away if that money was in the account and I had it there. I would have said, hey, I would be calling you to say, hey, Chris, I finally got the money and I saw the receipt from the bank that you said was going to the email. All of it, I would have called you and told you. But here I am with this sad story to have to tell you. That it really doesn't look good to the bank. And, of course, they're used to this kind of shit, and so they treat it with a little more disdain than I do. I'm a nice guy, okay? Hey, I'm a Tai Chi master. I'm a retired acupuncturist. I heal people for 35 years. I help people. That's what I do. I teach them something that gives them discipline and a direction in life. You know, that they can take control of their own life, physical fitness, health, and all that stuff. That's what I live for, is to inspire people to do good things for themselves. So if you can impress me, please impress me, you know, and get me this check. That's all I'm saying. Don't tell me you can't do it, because every time you say that, it just puts you in a darker light, you know, puts a shadow over everything. So, yeah, there's no reason, and that's what my bank said. My manager said, there's no reason they can't issue you a cashier's check. It might take them a day or two to go to the bank and get, you know, if there's been a hold, whatever the problem is, I'm going to let you handle it. And at least one way or the other, you're calling me towards the end of the week on Thursday or Friday. Is that correct? You're going to call me? Or do I have to keep calling you?
I will call you.
You will call me?
I will call you, yes, on Friday.
You will call me, okay. All right, Chris. You have a good day and a happy new year, and I hope all these problems financially with your banking system go away so you guys can operate above board.
Okay.
And get me that cashier. Get me my cashier's check, because it's the only way we're going to do it. I'm certainly not going to give out any more bank information. Matter of fact, my bank told me not to, and said that you certainly could send it by a cashier's check. Hell, I owe the Medicare. They stuck me with some charges on my Medicare monthly payments, which were being covered by a different, insurance. And instead, that insurance disappeared on me, and I ended up having to pay them. And I got a cashier's check myself today to send. I sent it out today for $800. I had to send it out to cover the payment that wasn't made by the insurance. First, they made me pay it. And it was like, and if you don't pay it, you get a 10% each month is added to the unpaid amount. And we're talking about Social Security. I mean, Medicare is controlled by Social Security. So I'm dealing with the Social Security office directly. Any event, I paid. I took care of my obligation. And I'm always asking you to just do the same and show me that, you know, like I'm showing the Medi-Cal people who I basically broke with. I said, I'm so healthy. I'm a Tai Chi master. I am the healthiest man living on the planet right now. And I certainly, you know, don't need Medicare or Medi-Cal. I don't need any doctors because I'm completely healthy. I needed the Medicare at the time because they had a procedure that I needed to have done. It was 20 minutes in my doctor's office, and he was able to fix my problem. It took like a couple of weeks for the results to manifest, but they did. All of a sudden, my problem was gone. I was completely healthy again. I was thrilled because I'd never been sick my whole life. And then I had this problem, and I had to depend on the Medicare system to find me the treatment. And when they found it, they covered it.
Okay, sir, I will call you on Friday, and I will get back to you.
Yeah, you'll get back to me, or I'll be getting back to you, or somebody else will be getting back to you guys, and you don't want to hear from them. That's the point I'm trying to make. I want to keep this above board. I've done everything to try to keep you guys from having more headaches. But I'm getting these headaches, too, even though I never get headaches, okay? Matter of fact, I don't even get a cold or a flu or nothing. That's how healthy I am. God bless. Anyway, so I wish you the very best, all of you, and I'll look for your call, and if I don't get it at the end of the week, there's always another week. I'll try to reach you on another time in the future to let you know what's happened. So far, nothing has happened on your end towards returning my money. So I'm asking you to follow through with that. If we can just get some conclusion there, some closure, then maybe I can open the door to coming back and talking to your company about the business that you do, because it inspired me. If you really have a business that does all the things that Chase told me you guys do, I would love to have you. I was thrilled to have you guys become my, you know, my design agency. So, but where we're sitting right now doesn't look so good. But you changed my mind, okay? I'll let you change my mind, Christopher. I think there's a feat of essence in you, in your voice, your gentle voice, that makes me think that you're maybe stuck between a rock and a hard place, and you're doing the best you can, the best ain't good enough yet. So go ahead and get this check approved and give me a call either as to when it got approved or when you're going to be able to put it in an envelope and mail it to my home address. And I'll be thrilled to hear that. And then when it arrives, I'll be like even more thrilled because I'll go to the bank and I'll send my manager. She's gorgeous, by the way. And she looks like Wonder Woman, okay? Whose bank manager is the smartest and most gorgeous woman and nicest person that you've ever met. And I'll say, look, and send the check. And then she'll look at it and she'll go, oh, let me see. Yeah, I'm going to take it right in and we're going to deposit it and make sure it goes through. she's not so optimistic as I am. All right, on that note, I'll let you go. Thank you for hearing me out. You have a good day. Happy New Year. Let's make it a Happy New Year, okay?
Mm-hmm. You too, man.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day.